Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the first day of December. Wow. The last month, man, this is unbelievable. First day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's just bitch cold, man. It was, 19 this morning? I mean, down in the teens already, and, oh, gosh, that cold, that got the cold side. The hot air is south of us now, so it's not good. And yeah, I hate it. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Republican senator allegedly threatened with murder over net neutrality. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, there's been a lot of discussion over the net neutrality with, I think, the 15th. They're supposed to vote to remove it. And when net neutrality was coming up, somebody pointed out on the site this morning, they're absolutely correct, man. We come up here and we raved against it. And I'm going to tell you people something. It's apples and oranges to us. Under net neutrality, we have been smashed. We have been squeezed. We've been shit on with zero right. No, nothing you can do about it. You're just fucked. That's all there is to it. And it is private businesses that have done it to us. I mean, I listened to the guy's spiel yesterday. Spike had a video that he played on his broadcast that follows this one yesterday. And the guy, you know, he lays it out. But, you know, yeah, if you're a good communist, I bet net neutrality is working just fine for you. I'm tell you guys what this is, man, and what the struggle here really is with net neutrality. It's when the communists under Obama gained control over the whole system for 8 years, I think they put key people into the positions in the FCC. And then they passed net neutrality. And then they were in control of the internet, all the censorship coming from right from the communist side of it, because that's when we got hit. I mean, that's when we got knocked out of Google. Excuse me. And the threats to do this to us came right out of Chicago, Illinois, where, you know, where the Obama gang comes from and where his hit teams were. So, like I said, it's really here nor there for from the trenches. We're fucked either way. Because even if, you know, if they drop it, then the Trump crew, the national socialists are going to be in control. And they don't like us no better than the communists do. Because, well, we tell the truth. And the truth will destroy both of them. And they both know it. But at any rate, you know, the push for this, like I said, it's irrelevant to us. They're going to squeeze. Neither side of this on this issue wants us. And as far as net neutrality, like I said, I think this is the communist control, and you're just going to swap it for the national socialist control, the Trumpers. You know, they're still communists. Make no mistake about it. They're Fabian socialists, as opposed to committee communist socialist. But they're all socialists, and this shit don't end. I mean, we don't get no real freedom back, people, until we get out the guns and we shoot these bastards out of our country. Anyway, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Republican Congressman John, it looks like Katko, man, why? Where do they get these goddamn names? Was reportedly threatened with murder by a New York man if he did not support net neutrality. Democrat and Chronicle reports that Patrick D. Angelo of Syracuse, New York, was arrested and charged with threatening a federal official after he allegedly threatened to kill U.S. Congressman John Katko, Republican, New York, if he did not support net neutrality. The charge, and see, here you are. This is what this sounds like. These communists. This is what it is. It just is. We know it. This net neutrality, like this guy came on there and raved about it yesterday. Shit. I've seen us squeezed down. I've seen them just attack our site with impunity. There is nothing to stop them from shutting down. It's the communist in control right now. Facebook, Zuckerberg, all these punks, man. They're all a bunch of communists. And all this fight is, it has nothing to do with us. It's not our fight. Because it's them fighting over who's going to fucking screw us. That's all there is to it, people. I want to see them kill each other. I mean, I wish this guy would. I mean, these people go out and, you know, just start killing each other. That'd be the best thing that could happen for us. We don't need neither side of it. Okay, we're allegedly threatened to kill U.S. Congressman John Katko, Republic, New York. If he did not support net neutrality, the charges brought against Angelo carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in federal prison and a fine of $250,000. The U.S. Attorney's Office stated that Congressman Angelo called the Washington, D.C. office of... He's not a congressman. I got attorney stated that Congressman Angelo... What the hell? Patrick D'Angelo of Syracuse, they got this messed up. Called the Washington, D.C. office, okay, of Katko... Stated that he's not a congressman. He called the congressman's office on October 17th, leaving a voicemail in which he threatened to kill Katko and his family if the congressman did not support net neutrality, a hot button topic at the moment as the FCC prepares to vote on a proposal from Chairman Ajit Pai to repeal net neutrality. According to authorities, the message left for Katko stated, listen, Mr. Katko, if you support net neutrality, I will support you. See, this is communist. I'm telling you, this is the communist side of it. But if you don't support net neutrality, I will find you and your family, and I will kill you, and I will kill you all. Do you understand? The message continued, I will literally find all of you and your progeny, and just wipe your feet, wipe you from the face of the earth. Net neutrality is more important than the defense of the United States. Net neutrality is more important than free speech. Net neutrality is more important than health care. Net neutrality is literally the basis of the new society. And who's putting this new society together? And who put net neutrality together? This is the communist element of it. They can both fucking die, okay?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
You can compare this to the lands in the Northwest being stolen by the government. It's the same goddamn thing. They're taking everything. You know, I mean, the communists are taking everything, the land, the internet. I mean, it's all intertwined. It's exactly the same thing as what Bundy's going through.
Well, it's a fight. It's a fight between them, Mark. There's two factions that are fighting each other to see who's going to get to ultimately be the masters and sell the rest of the country out and put us in a goddamn ditch. And I'm so sick of, you know, just like the thing, you know, I listen to the guy's thing and I put it up because you're going to hear both sides of it. But I'm telling you, both sides are bullshit. Both, I mean, net neutrality, like I said, this guy come and told net neutrality was the best thing since aluminum foil. It's just, if we didn't have it, oh, fuck you, dude. Man, come look at my site, what they do to me with your net neutrality and tell me. It works for a communist like you now, I'm sure of that. I'm sure the communists, I mean, that's what I've seen. You look at the pedophilia on Facebook and shit and YouTube. You know, the pedophiles are thriving under net neutrality, making all kinds of money. I'm sure you do not want it gone. Me, I could give a shit less because once the other side takes it over, they're going to come right and attack us too. Because we're against both of you lying sons of bitches. How about that?
Well, when you first started your site, Henry, I wrote about it. I know you read it and everybody else read it. I mean, it was a whole different ball game, brother. I mean, we had hits coming out of the woodwork, and that got shut down like within a week. I mean, that lasted about 1 week. I couldn't believe how fast they just shut the trenches down. It was incredible.
They sent an email and said they were going to do it. You know, right out of Chicago, Illinois. So, you know, this guy that's on this video, I mean, he's a goddamn communist. I'm telling you what, they, of course, you know, that's how they took control of the internet for communism. That's why you see the pedophiles. You know, you have a site that tells the truth, like from the trenches. You can't get no goddamn advertising. They try to run you out of the goddamn, off the internet. But if you're a pedophile and you want to put little, videos of little children naked, freaky ass shit like that, well, hey, man, you can make the money. That's how you know that it's being run by the communists right now. And hell, what's your option? The goddamn fascists? I mean, they're not even fascists. They're Fabian socialists, these goddamn Trumpers. They take it over for business, don't you know? You know, net neutrality, all this shit aside, it ain't been the goddamn government that's screwed us. It's been private, these goddamn Google and Yahoo and these sons of bitches that have screwed us. And, I mean, run the algorithms to the point. I mean, the other day, I'm listening to the Morning Intelligence Report on the micro effect, listening to Mark Kornke. And Mark is going to play a video off of the trenches. And so he talks to Joe about it over the air. And he says, Joe, you know, if you would bring this video up on the trenches, front page, top story. I'm sitting there listening to it. It is the top story, front page. And Joe types it in. It ain't there for Joe. And this is the kind of algorithms. I mean, they're running so much shit on us that, I mean, one person in one place will see one thing. I mean, you could be sitting next to somebody and see different shit on the computer. Just anything to pull us down and squeeze us and try to keep us controlled. And that is under your net neutrality, buddy. So don't tell me about it, commie. And of course,
the emails are being affected too.
You
I mean,
bet
just
they
the other
are.
Day, you got that email that I sent to you. You got it 2 days later.
That's what
they're
exactly.
They're starting to do that shit now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been that way, goddamn, since Mark, you know when we were taken out of Google search, and before that happened, they sent me an email saying you shut that website down. You can start another one, and you can go ahead and you can go and make money at it. If you don't shut this site down, we will. They told him what they do. We'll take it out and we'll squish it out. And I told us we were going to do it. This is under your net neutrality, communist. So don't try to sell me that bag of shit because it's not going to happen. And of course, on the other hand of it, then you're going to have the these international vulture capitalists in control of it. And what are they going to do? Well, the price of the internet just went up because your highest bidder is, Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones. And you got to compete with them for the goddamn bandwidth. Well, hell, we're already squeezed down to nothing. They are going to take the truth off the internet. It didn't matter which side does it. Like I said, this is just a power struggle between both son of a bitches that we want to kill them all. We have to kill them all. Or we'll never know another free day. Back to the article. According to authorities, the message left for Keto stated, listen, Mr. Keto, if you support net neutrality, I will support you. But if you, oh, we did already that, didn't we? It's more important. That's where we were. Net neutrality is more important than free speech. Net neutrality is more important than healthcare. Net neutrality is literally the basis of the new society, communist, international communism 101. If you don't understand how important it is, net neutrality is literally the basis of the new free society. No, it ain't a new free society. And every one of you listening to me knows it's not. This is the communists. This is the goddamn pedophiles. This is what net neutrality has given you. And like I said, on the other side of the coin, what it comes down to is the goddamn corporations been running this, the government for a whole long goddamn time now, haven't they? And so here is the different factions on the international scale fighting over, I mean, you're going to be some filthy pedophile worshiping, communist? Are you going to be some, are you going to be good corporate slaves under the other side of it until they take you out and blow your goddamn brains out? Neutrality, my ass. Where was we? So if you don't support it, I'm willing to lay down my life. Well, I hope that you get to, you son of a bitch, you communist. The recording was not to say I'm for the other side, because either one of them is going to, this is going to continue. What's being done to us isn't being done by the FCC. It's being done by the private corporations. And that guy yesterday was, well, if you get rid of that, then the government will be able to do all this shit to you. Well, the government's already doing it. In case you haven't noticed, the corporations took over your government about 100 fucking years ago, idiot. You just don't want your communist elitism on the goddamn internet interrupted, do ya? I know what you're about. U.S. Attorney James P. Kennedy Jr. Commented on the issue, saying, while citizens are certainly entitled to communicate their views on issues of importance to them, to their elected officials, there are and must be bounds to the manner in which such views may be expressed. He continued, we will respond aggressively to those who overstep those bounds and seek to influence the making of federal policies and legislation by making threats to the lives of those entrusted with such tasks in their families. Pfft. No, you don't make threats. I mean, it's past that time. It is time to remove these treasonous, dog shit eating bastards, period. FCC Chairman Ajay Pai, you know, here it is. I mean, here's your international communist running the FCC, and that's what I'm telling you right now. Under this net neutrality, what's been done to us has been done under net neutrality. So don't come up here and tell me it's the best thing since sliced bread. But not saying that the other side ain't going to do the same or worse. They will price you out of it through their capitalism. They will make you compete with Alex Jones's $10 million operation, you know, or shit, fuck. Forget about that, man. $100 million operation, and you'll get. I mean, once the price is set on the bidding scale, hell, you won't even be able to afford to. You won't even be able to afford to look at it, let alone have a sight. Both sides want to destroy us. Make no mistake about it. And that's getting the going this way or that way with either one of them is foolish. We need to stand back and watch them kill each other. Encourage them to do so. Yeah, FCC Chairman. Ajay Pai commented on the threats against Mr. Katko, saying federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against a Syracuse man for allegedly we already did this. And you repeat it again. I mean, this is your excellent reporting. This is you communist son of a bitches, Breitbart. I mean, you're going to be there, aren't you? Either way it goes, because your boys are the ones that are wanting to take it away from the communists and then shut us down, huh? We'll just go to the next story. We don't even need to look at the rest of this garbage.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
It's Coyote here.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, that guy yesterday on that video wanted you to vote either against or for net neutrality. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But here we get back this damn vote again, you know?
Well, that's how you know who this really behind this. our people, the people, the people who are actually under the threat of being removed from the internet are the people that are telling the truth. You know, they're going to fight each other, you know, because they have power. I mean, it's just like when you're, you know, you're out there in the real world, like me growing up, I wasn't a Republican. I wasn't a Democrat. I was against both of them. So both of them were against me. If you were a good Democrat, you know, you had the Democrats, the party backing you. If you were a good Republican, you had the party backing you. If you were a person that saw them both for what they were both against you. And that's where we stand here.
When I was in elementary school, I had an old science teacher. He was also my civics teacher. His name was Mr. Schatz. He told us that we didn't have an American government then.
No, we didn't. We haven't had an American government. Have we ever had
one? I've never had one in my lifetime.
Well, you know, you go back and you look at the founding of the country. Have we ever had one? Now, the ideals of it, with the Bill of Rights and what might have you, you had the uprising in 1775 when the people from the grassroots, who were they rising up against? They were rising up against the colonial authorities. Who were the colonial authorities? People like Jefferson and Washington. These were the king's men in this country. Washington had received grants from the king. They were the king's authority in this country acting under his charter. And this is where people lost
it. The king thought all this land over here was his, man.
You betcha. You betcha. And the not just the land, but the people.
It was about the land. Still is.
You bet. Well, hell yeah. That's the wealth, man. That's where people completely lose conception of reality. Right now, everything that's going on aside, when you get at the roots of what's going on, the destruction of your country, just go look at the ports. Look at your wealth being hauled out of here because it all comes down to what is real wealth.
I noticed you posted this huge tanker up on the trenches. You know the video of how Daewoo built this huge-ass tanker? Somebody needs to throw some RDX and that's how much you blow with that kingdom come.
Yeah, they do. Oh, mercy. But it is, you know, we're in a hell of a position here because, you know, we can't play both ends against the middle. We just need to step back and we need to encourage them to kill each other. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, encourage them to kill each other. That'll save us some ammo.
Exactly. You know, I've said it before, and some people have gotten pissed about it. You know, if I see, you know, the right wing faction out there, and I see two of these factions coming together in the field, I'm going to stand back. I'm not jumping in for either side. I'm going to stand back, and when they've killed each other down till there's a handful of them left, then we'll go down and kill the rest of them. Then we will have done a job.
No doubt.
Yep.
Stand there and laugh like hell.
You bet we will. You bet we will. This is what they don't even deserve that. I mean, there's no way to conjure up the potion that they deserve to have to swallow. I ain't kidding you. What they have done to us is just, it's unbearable. It's the only word
like
you can come up with.
The scandalous of the damn dog.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, going on with this, we have this here, Israel to coordinate with Google's, because I've told you guys what's been done to us. Like when we were shut down, it wasn't the government that shut us down. It was the privateers, and it was right through Alex Jones and that damn John Statmiller. You know, in cahoots with other, you know, John Statmiller running a lower form of underneath InfoWars to take care of anybody who started to come up to and threaten his news empire, then John Statmiller gets him at the lower levels.
Well, your page wouldn't come up for me until about 10:30.
I don't doubt it a bit, brother. I mean, like I told you, you know, Mark Kornke.
Hell, it would, man. I thought something happened to you, you know.
I'll make a bigger sound than that, I promise you. But, like I said, you know, Joe McNeil, he and Mark Kornke looking at the same damn page, just pulled it up together. It was what Mark was talking about was on the front page, what he's looking at, and the other it wasn't. And I get this all the time, people. They are running so many algorithms on from the trenches. I mean, the thing is, if they take the information, if say there's an article that they don't like, now they can't just completely take it off. Everybody be, I never seen that article, you know, but the people who are coming on new, anybody coming on new doesn't get to see it. Anybody who just bought a new device and brought it online, they don't get to see it. This is how they're doing it right now under your net neutrality. Oh, mercy. Anyway, here we are. Go ahead.
Here we are, right in the middle of it. It don't make a difference how you vote on this shit.
No, but voting ain't got nothing to do with it. We're under an occupation. Voting, I mean, voting to pretend that voting has anything to do with it is treason. Exactly. I mean, and until we start treating people, I mean, when we're out in our everyday lives, until on the streets, when anybody who, you know, says, well, our government, or say, your government, son of a bitch, you know, until it's like that, until it's like right in their face, until they're afraid to open their goddamn mouths, because we do outnumber them 300-1. It's nothing's going to change, people. And, you know, we was talking with Dion yesterday about, you know, the way we talk on the radio and what might have you. Man, I tell you what, you're in a goddamn fight. And if fights aren't pretty, they aren't polite.
No, it's not polite.
No, it's not. And it's going to get a whole hell of a lot uglier before it's over with. Believe it. Hmm.
I know. I tried to start this shit up 20 years ago.
I've been trying. It's, you know, starting it up, it's just getting every, you know, what you, you know, when you first start doing this, you think, man, people just don't understand. If they understand, if they understood the Bill of Rights and what they're entitled to, and then understood what's being done to them, they wouldn't stand for it. Because they'd see, look at it, I don't have to stand for this. But they, that's not how people are.
Alabama public school has been taken over when I graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
And I come out mad as a son of a bitch, and most of us did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I did too. That's, you know, I guess that was, I had choices though, you know, because I wasn't ignorant. I mean, I wasn't adverse to working, but I'm telling you, when you start seeing that you got to eat somebody's shit who's your lesser just to survive, it gets ugly quick. You just don't want to do it if you got any kind of grit at all. You just don't want to do it.
I know.
I mean, that's what you got. I mean, the first thing that got me, I was 19 years old, and I chased a 33rd degree Mason up through the goddamn mill yard fast as he could book his old ass. He thought he was going to get in the face of a kid, and he was going to come down and act tough, and he brought his goddamn Mason son-in-law with him down there. You were supposed to be somebody, man. Both of them, their fat asses ran hard as they could run, because I would have tore their goddamn asses up, and they knew it. But then you get a black ball, and then, man, then you get madder. Because then you're sitting there, I can't even stand for myself. I got to bow to these motherfuckers? I don't think so. They're not my physical nor intellectual equals, let alone betters. I'll bow to nobody. I'll put them in the goddamn ground.
That always amazed the shit out of me. Yeah. How these bastards have gotten in position when they're ignorant as shit.
Well, this is what's going to be their downfall. People have, you know, back in the day, the people who, the old criminals, the old Masonic dirty church cabal, those guys, you know, they were the smarter people, and they were dirty and they were aggressive. But you know, that with the hereditary wealth, you know, handing it down father to son, pretty soon that, you know, you got a bunch of freaking weaklings, stupid weaklings. They're just there because of where, you know, who their parents were. You know, it's socialism. And, you know, they've been elevated not because of their aptitude or their intelligence. They've been elevated because of who they are. And pretty soon you get all the deadwood at the top and the son of a bitch and tree dies. Stay right where you are, brother. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
see dumber and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. War is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the graves. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time, and that was... I got to get that name. I'm not even going to say it again. I don't even know how to say it. Don't come from my gun. Don't come from anything I got. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches, as we are short on funds this month. We are holding a drawing. Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, and Joe STP are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol, and the book, Choreography by Corey Feldman. Whoa. Jalapeno has provided four prizes. A trencher, which is a little short shovel he makes. Man, I got one. I got it out there in my stuff. It's in my gear. And it's a little short handled, tough little thing, man. And it's got trencher wrote on it. It's badass. A trencher, three sets of an ACU Molly II 9mm single magazine pouch that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Molly II Alice adapter for three winners. So these three things for three winners, so that'll be the combination thereof. Number one New World Order hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners, and it's a hell of a music collection. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Thank you, Mark. Joe STP has provided a 30 caliber gun cleaning kit, a 30 caliber gun cleaning kit. And we just got this all put together. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, and Joe STP for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And we had Mark up in... We were talking about what ruined our lives were, you know, having a spine. I mean, I grew up in a pretty tough place, man. And I mean, by the time I was 19 years old, I'd fight anybody and even kind of enjoyed it. And then you go out into the world and you find out there's a group of people, these special people out there known as Masons, and you're supposed to kiss their ass on a constant basis if you want to work and be and, you know, have anything. And when you don't, oh, man, there's going to be punishment for you the rest of your life. But even at that, you know, I excelled in excelling to the point of, I mean, I was offered a couple of times. I've been offered, you know, from both sides of the spectrum, all the goodies if I just, you know, join in, you know, become one of them. Never could. That Bill of Rights, and I mean, the freedom that an individual enjoys under that Bill of Rights, there's nothing. There's no money that can buy it. You can have a mountain of wealth and you're still a pissant under another pissant. And that's the way it works. We were two Israeli.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I was a stonemason for many, many years.
Yeah.
And my son used to go work with me, you know?
Yeah.
And we were talking about it when he got 15, 16 years old. And I told him, I said, you don't need to do this shit. I said, this world is turning into a population of pencil pushers. Nobody's going to be working anymore. I said, you need to find you a job doing something else.
Man, it's so true.
I was true.
It is. It's unbelievable. Well, I mean, when I was a kid, man, like in high school, and we're here where I live. I mean, you know, where this is timber country. And when you got out of high school, if you get up in the morning, go to work, man, I mean, you could go to work in the woods. You could go to work in the mills. I mean, and you could make a good living. When a year, you could be owning a car. And, you know, a couple of years, you could be married and buying a house. And you could, I mean, and you were working towards a pension from the place you work for. But, I mean, I saw all that just disappear, man. I saw it just go, poof, it was gone. And it was never nothing anyway. It was never real. Then when you go and you dig and you finally find out none of it was real. They've always considered you a possession, a property. And when that hits,
it's all bullshit.
Exactly. And once you find that out,
you pay a tax on everything, even down to a drop of gasoline.
Yeah, the drop of gasoline that belongs to you.
You're supposed to have a representative government. I'm not being represented.
I don't believe I am.
No taxation without representation, brother. That's just the way it is.
Well, you know, even at that, you know, in the colonies, when we set this, after the Revolutionary War was over, which was hijacked by the aristocrats, it was, you know, still with that Bill of Rights, we had it, man. The people should have just been mean. I mean, they should have stayed mean. And I mean, just at every instance, they should have been, you violated rights, somebody should have hung. That's all there is to it. Because they let it be ilked away. We had self-governance. No, they couldn't tax us. They could never tax you and I for what we toiled for. It was our resources.
That's right.
We could tap those resources, and we could make ourselves as comfortable as we pleased in our country, which was the richest country on planet Earth. But then you find, I mean, it's like the railroads when they came through, all these barons coming over from, Scotland and Ireland, the Irish, all these barons coming over here and just give them huge chunks of your United States. It's like what they're doing now, so that they'll invest their money and put a railroad across. I don't need a goddamn railroad. This country is nothing but abundance. We never needed any of this. It was a quick hurry up to try to see who could cash it out the quickest. And the King of England was first in line. After the War of 1812, he was given a charter to come across here. All your forests and shit, man, it was hauled over to England. And you find this stuff out. I mean, growing up, you know, as a little kid, you're taught about, you know, George Washington and all this stuff. But at least, you know, I was right at the tail end of the truth. My fourth grade teacher told us who communists were. I mean, I actually, the reason I knew that our Bill of Rights was written in articles, because the first time I ever saw it, he put it up on one of these projector screens, and it was a parchment, and it was written right on the front of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights was just written in there, and it was written in articles, and it was a single amendment. And then, I mean, if you have any intelligence when you're young like that, man, things like that, you're just proud because of your country, and you really want to know about them. So you figure all of this out, and you find out, man, I am just so goddamn free. I mean, this is cool. This is wonderful. This is what, I mean, this, there is no better place on the planet. And then you go out in the real world. Yeah, and then you go out in the real world. And then you start seeing people pissing on those rights, and you say, hey, wait a minute, I got rights. Well, actually, no, you don't. What you have here, like in the state I grew up in, like, I've talked about it many times, all the good old boys here, they bought and owned the legislatures, the state legislatures. You had, you know, all these little mini monarchs across, I mean, every state was. And you know, they had it their ways. They are the ones that got rid of your common law courts before the communist invasion. They got rid of them so that they could have an exclusive on the wealth. And you could work for them. We all own this country. I mean, if we had our wealth that has been stolen from us, all of us would be filthy rich. We wouldn't know how to spend it. That's how much they're stealing. And I see this thing with, like, these tax, this tax shit they're doing right now. And everybody's looking for, I'm going to get another little scrap here. But, I mean, they're not even handing out scraps. They're making no bones about it. You know, here at the end of their little debate on this, oh, yeah, I guess taxes are going to go up on everybody but the super corporations, who are the only ones that the goddamn government could tax. No.
You ain't poor enough. Let's get that damn button off your shirt.
There you go. I want the lint out of your pockets. You're damn straight. That's what it is. They want everything. What they want is a subjugated. They've got all the wealth. And this is why you're seeing all the freak shit like the pedophilia and these transgender, all this crazy shit, is because these people have gone off the deep end. They have gotten more. Once you get so much wealth that you can't, I mean, just think, if you had the wealth, you think, I want a boat. Go pick any boat you want out. I got that boat. I want to. And pretty soon that gets boring. I mean, it's just, well, yeah, I got everything. And they get bored. And then the next thing, well, I mean, the ultimate, I mean, I don't know if you ever watched that movie Maverick. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, when he shoots the Indian, ultimate frontier experience, shoot Indian, you know? And that's kind of what you're talking about here, these freaky, they go goofy. I mean, it's a mental illness. And then they want to own people. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you're right on. I mean, they're going out and buying these 200-foot yachts and these G5 private jets, and they're sitting in the hangar and they're sitting at the dock. What they're really doing is raping young boys in some seedy hotel room somewhere.
Well, yeah, you know, they get the boats and stuff, and they can straight up afford, I mean, to like go to, you know, like
seedy hotel rooms.
There you go,
Hilton, man.
There you go. They can afford, you know, like to buy this shit, you know. But at some point in the ballgame, it's just like they want to own people. They want to be able to crush you. It's a sickness in their mind.
Let's go to Thailand and get us a 9-year-old hooker.
There you go. Now you're talking. But, I mean, even at going doing it at that rate, it still becomes, at some point, it becomes boring to them because it's too easy. They're, I mean, all through, I mean, it's like a thief, you know, a kleptomaniac. It's the thrill of, you know, the danger of it and what might have you. And then finally, the danger's removed. They got to make it more dangerous to the point to where they want to be able to come into this country. They want to enslave the only free people that were left on this planet, that are left. We're only ones armed that could stop them.
You know, interrupting you for a minute, I'll tell you something.
Go ahead.
You know, I believe some of you, they got all the money and wealth and everything they want. Now they're getting off on sexual sins. You know, they get damn tickled to death every damn pound of damn opium that they get flushed into the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely correct.
They're getting off on that.
It's a total ruination of, I mean, we can talk about the loss of morality in this country. You know, that's why, you know, some people think, you know, oh, you're anti-Christian. No, I'm not anti-Christian. When I was growing up, there was a morality in this country, man. There were certain bounds that you just didn't step over. It was just ingrained into you.
You didn't do, you know?
Exactly. there was taboo. It was like, you know, and it was a good thing. It kept it so that you could enjoy the simple things in life. You know, you go out and...
Well, we had a society then.
Yes, we did.
You know?
And things like, you know, you go out and go hunting or, you know, going fishing or just going out riding. You know, you just enjoyed the simple things in life because you weren't being bothered. And, I mean, this is what you're looking for. At the same time, you've got these psychotic maniacs at the top who have got mountains of wealth that they couldn't spend in 10 generations if they worked at it all day long. And they're looking to put a thumb on you because they want to be able to, just like the guy in the Maverick movie, they want to be able to shoot one. I mean, just like the freaks over there in Israel, sit there in a lawn chair and shoot Palestinian kids with a rifle. Ooh, I got my new rifle. Let's go try her out. Let's go sit down in the lawn chairs. Let's get us a cooler full of beer and let's sit there and let's pluck off a few Palestinian children. This is how these bastards are.
10-22. Watch this zombies jump.
There you go. There you go. No, I'm telling you, man.
That's what they're shooting them with, is damn Ruger 10-22s.
And people think that it can't get that sick. When I was still driving truck, I worked for a friend of mine on a fire, driving a fire tender. It was a 1,000-gallon, you know, thing. I did water in roads and taking water out to the dump pools and what might have you. And I walked up. There was a in the morning. You know, it was cold. The shit would have got down around freezing. It was early in the year for fires. But so I'm standing around. They had like these propane heaters that we stand around in the morning time, getting something to eat and getting some coffee, getting ready to go to work. And there's this young kid there. He's probably about, I don't know, 18, 19 years old. And I see this old bastard. This guy here had been to Iraq, okay? And he's sitting there telling this kid. I catch it in my ear, and I'm listening. He's telling this kid about, you know, over there, and he's laughing over in Iraq and talking about how, you know, shot a whole family, shooting families, you know, people running down the street, just popping them. And this kid's eyes are just huge, man. And I walk right up, you know, the guy's sitting there, and I go, don't listen to this son of a bitch. He's sick in the head. I go, get away from him. He's messed up in the head. He did look like, you stand up, you son of a bitch. I will beat you down. And he knew it, you know. But, I mean, this is how sick the people don't understand how cheap life can get if you let this shit get away from you. And it has gotten away from us. And life is getting cheaper every day. I mean, we've seen people like Kelly Thomas beaten to death on video and nothing was done about it. James Boyd shot in the back, just trying to, you know, a homeless guy out in the goddamn woods, you know, up on the side of a hill.
Just
for shits and giggles. And also, you know, they go and it's come to their like, you know, because you are getting this, they want these killers to feel free to kill. And I mean, like up in Seattle, they're all wearing like gang tattoos, the cops are. I mean, you people had better wake up, man, because it will come to you. It will come to you and you won't be ready for it because you don't think it can happen here. And it already has happened here. That's the scary part. They kill children here. I mean, how many children get scooped up in a year? I mean, there was a little girl the other day. I mean, I can't remember her name, but we put it up on the site. And then, you know, here's this little girl, and she's gone, man. Some son of a bitch came through the window and took this little girl. And God knows what's being done to them. But that's just one kid. And, I mean, thousands every year. They're out there murdering children, and it's becoming more common knowledge. It's like with this sex shit that they're, you know, letting loose on the mainstream propaganda machine, showing all these you know, this in Congress, you know. People are wondering, why are they doing it? Well, that's just to normalize it. Pretty soon, because you're looking at this, and like these guys who have, you know, obviously paid off these people with your tax money, these women that they've molested. And by hard to tell, boys, we haven't got to look at the records. Little boys, hard to tell who's been paid off. But these guys aren't being held as sexual predators. There is no punishment for the things they are doing. There's no deterrent for them not doing it more. And like I said, normalize it. When you first hear something like that, I mean, I think back to when I was a kid. If you'd heard about something like that, the whole town would have went and killed somebody. I mean, it would have just been, whoa. But now
it burns your damn house down.
Oh, hell yes. Right away. It just wouldn't have happened. And back in them days, a sick son of a bitch like that, their own family would have took him out behind the shed and put a bullet in their head. Because you just can't have it.
Right.
You just can't have it. But this is what we've lost. It's not like when we were talking about the monuments coming down, and I was talking about back there in West Virginia where they're talking about going down to Charleston and taking, I think it was Stonewall Jackson's statue down. And I grew up, I mean, that's where my family comes from. And I seen it. The last time I went back there, it's been about, oh, shit, it's been a good 15, 20 years. That's when my aunt died. But I seen it with the kids they were, I seen these kids and the things they were doing. And this is my family. And I said, well, Jesus, I mean, you guys looking at your kids here? And it's just like, I mean, you fell into that? I mean, what the hell makes me so special? I can see this. I didn't let my children fall into that. I'd never let my grandchildren, but they become weak.
We got the President of the United States going around grabbing women on their private parts, Henry. I mean, this world's gone. I mean, the United States has pretty much just gone to hell.
No,
is a friggin' pervert.
They are, but do you know the thing is, it's not, it's just that they have, you know, they've like put it together like social classes. And there's this social class where they can just do this, and we're supposed to, as a lower social class, just accept this because, well, it's like this Mason thing. These people are of a higher social breeding than we are, so I guess, you know, we have to accept this must be what all of us should do. No, you kill those bastards.
There's a hierarchy here.
Yeah, and look what it is. That's what I'm talking about, hereditary wealth. And how, you know, the people back then that made the money, they were rotten sons of bitches, make no mistake about it. But, man, as you go on, and you, I mean, it's like you go back and look at the aristocracies of old. And, you'd have a king, you know, they'd go along, you know, like William the Conqueror, and then, you know, his son, and then another. Then they'll show when this guy here, he was batshit crazy, man. He ate little kids. He cut that. This is what you're talking about here. This is what they want to return to. They want to return to feudalism. They want their big estates with them having all the money and power and their game. The only thing to interest them in them days, and this is what they did for fun, too, is this, you know, you're sitting out there just trying to eke a living off of their land, giving them 99% of everything that you slave for just so you can eat and have a roof over your head. Man, the Lord's got bored. He's going to go over here and invade this other kingdom. Well, he's not going to, but you're going to go over there and get slaughtered, and they're slaughtered back and forth, and it's like a, you know, a wagering on a prize. It's a game to them because it's the only thing that'll excite them. Oh, mercy. Where do you go with this? I mean, the bottom line...
The game, we got to get them to kill each other.
Well, yeah, I would encourage it at every instance. I would encourage them to kill each other. But at some point in the ball game, we're going to have to clean this mess up. I mean, it's not that... this isn't like our country's ruined, like, you know, like Mark's talking about there, Mark and Mark. It's not like that. Most of the people aren't like that. I mean, that's who they put out front because they're trying to sell you something. But if you look around you, I mean, you can go down the cities and find the filth, all of it you want. But, man, you come out into the real world, out into the country, in place where people haven't, you know, been indoctrinated into it, I suppose, or just completely lost their souls. And you'll find that, man, I'd rather be dead. You hear it all day long. I'd rather be dead. Well, then I think we better kill them because they're going to make us dead or make us accept this shit. And I'm not accepting it. I will not. I will not never accept it. I mean, just like this, I seen it on the site the other day. They made a movie about a little boy sexting. How come somebody ain't burned that son of a bitch's house down? Whoever thought it up and whoever participated. You think you're going to put that over in my country, really?
Huh? Or I've done set a match to son of a bitch.
You goddamn right. Yes. This is what, I mean, this is how our fathers would have handled this. I'll tell you, my dad, he would, I mean, there'd have been shooting a long freaking time ago. He was already shooting back then. But no, I mean, back then they knew to back the hell away from people, but people just kept getting softer. You know, they put all the women to work and just made it just like one big struggle just to get through life. What the hell are you living for? So you can become a, just a degenerated piece of meat? No family values, no societal values whatsoever. Everybody's just whatever freaky thing you want to do, just go ahead and do it. And if the other person won't stand there and applaud you, you can have them put in jail under communism. Ain't going to happen.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm telling you, I will not allow it myself.
Yeah, I ain't going to bow down to this shit either.
Damn straight.
Here's our moral. If you're a comedian and if you ask a woman to masturbate in front of her, it's not considered rape.
Well, so long as you get the contract signed, you know, I don't know. This shit has to stop, people. We know right from wrong. It's just like playing with the law. They can play this shit here with the law and this over here. This is the law. No, it ain't. We know what the law is and we know what decency is and we know what morality is and we're going to straighten this shit out. A lot of you sick bastards are going to go in the ground. That's all there is to it. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Good weekend, brother.
I'm going to do it. And you guys stay tuned because we got Spike coming up behind us with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And, you know, just I say it all the time, but I think people are starting to understand what I'm saying more now, these get your mind right. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Cookies! Yeah.